Hey, everybody. Blake Masters joins us, running for Senate in Arizona. My choice and Turning Point Action's choice. If you live in Arizona, make sure you vote for Blake and get your friends to do the same. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We talk about the new conservative movement and also walk through with Blake Masters as he begins to ramp up in his fight against Mark Kelly. Very instructive episode if you want to see the future of the Republican Party. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. I am joined by the man who will be the nominee for the Republican Party, Blake Masters. The Arizona primary is tomorrow. Blake, welcome back.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me back.
And it's hot. You don't want to say that, you know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but voting is 24 hours away from polls closing. I have 36 hours. How do you feel about the race?
Feeling pretty good. You know, every major poll shows me up kind of by a lot, actually. But, you know, we believe the polls. We also don't trust them. You know, I am sprinting to the finish line. You and I are doing an event here
tonight.
Today, yeah, 4 p.m. in Phoenix. I have an event after that, right? Some stuff going on tomorrow. So we're sprinting through the finish line.
And so yeah, the race, I think the primary is basically, I think you're going to be the nominee, but we have to, can't take anything for granted.
That's right.
Got to get through it.
That's right.
And so, but you're coming up against Mark Kelly, who is super well funded. Now, Blake, do you feel as if some Republicans have an attitude that a red wave is inevitable and that we have a lot more work than I think they're willing to admit, that there might be a complacency spirit?
That's right.
In?
And I'm warning every group that I speak to about this exactly. It's like, yeah, God willing, we're going to have a red tsunami, right? More than just a red wave. But paradoxically, you can't take that for granted, because if you think there's going to be a red wave, well, maybe you'll sit on the couch and you won't do the hard work that we need to manufacture that red wave. So we need to act like the underdog. We need to know that this election is existential, and we can't get complacent. But if we don't, we'll crush it.
Yeah, and so Arizona, and this is national implications, this is the center of the deciding factor of where the country will go. This state is legitimately, I don't want to say it's even purple, it's just neutral, right? I mean, we elect Republican governors, we elect Democrat senators, and Mark Kelly has a ton of money. I want to play a tape here, an ad here, cut 12. We played this in the last hour. I want you to respond to it, Blake, because you're going to have to be responding to a lot of Mark Kelly stuff. Now, Mark Kelly has, what, $35 million cash on hand?
At least, yeah.
An extraordinary amount of hard money. That doesn't count super PACs or C4 money. This is just in hard money. He is putting one after the ad after the other on local television. This is Mark Kelly, who I think this is a very good advertisement. I really do. He's very good at lying and deceiving people, where he says, I'm going to take on my own party. Play cut 12.
Arizona families are facing tough choices, like how to fill the gas tank and the grocery cart. And things people count on can be hard to find. We can't afford to wait this out. So I'm pushing for solutions today, even if it means taking on my own party. Like bringing down gas prices by allowing more domestic oil production, temporarily ending the gas tax, and cutting red tape to restock shelves faster. I'm Mark Kelly, and I approve this message because I'll do whatever it takes to lower costs now.
Blake?
He's just a liar. Like, you know, nicely produced ad, Mark, but like, he means none of it.
Yes.
He'll do whatever it takes to lower costs for Arizona families. Dude, you've been in office for almost 2 years, and all he's done is vote almost in lockstep, literally like 97-98% in lockstep with the Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, pro-inflation, open borders agenda. Like, he's voted for all the trillions in
Every piece of spending.
Yes. He was chomping at the bit to vote for Build Back Better. $3 trillion in spending when we already had inflation. Mark Kelly, he's not just a do-nothing senator. He's an enabler of this Biden inflation.
What do you think about him being able to pull off an ad like that? Because it's so dishonest, right? And this is something that, and by the way, let's nationalize this. We have a national audience. By the way, Blake needs your help. BlakeMasters.com, if you could help him. We got to flip this Arizona Senate race. He's beyond based. Take my word for it. And but the question is, Blake, what do you think about like this idea of a radical senator that can temporarily play act as a moderate?
I think that it's not going to work. I acknowledge it's a challenge. He's got tons of money. He can run, like, he can make sure every Arizonan sees that ad 30 times.
And they will.
And they will. But I just think people, man, people are smarter than that. People don't like being lied to. You know, he pretends everything's great and he's really helping. No, he's causing all of this. And so when I get out there with my message, I think we will just tie him to his left-wing voting record. And in some ways, me and Mark Kelly, like, we're the opposite. He pretends to be a moderate. And then he's actually just a left-wing radical, right?
Yes.
I'm running a bold campaign. I'm a bold candidate. I speak from the heart and I say what I say what
yes.
I feel.
That's
but
why
it's,
you're winning.
But it's all in service of this incredibly commonsensical agenda. Right?
What is that common sense?
Can we have a border, right? The correct amount of illegal immigration is zero. Let's have zero inflation. Maybe 2%. You know, it was under 2% with President Trump, but not 20%. My goodness, you know, can we actually arrest bad people, lock them up, prosecute them?
Yes.
Like we have a Biden crime wave and Mark Kelly doesn't care about any of this stuff. So it's a common sense America first agenda. And yeah, we're in trouble. So I'm bold in articulating this. I'd much rather be bold in the service of truth than you know, Mark Kelly. He's this radical pretending to be moderate. That's just a lie.
Mark tweeted out, Senator Kelly said, this is going to be one of the most expensive Senate races in the country. He's actually not wrong. He's telling the truth. With tens of millions of dollars being spent to flip this seat, every dollar counts, so I need your help to defend it. Can you chip in before our end-of-month deadline tomorrow? Why is it that Democrats... So this is an article in the New York Times. Republicans confront unexpected online money slowdown. What's your theory as to why... Is it a complacency attitude that's setting in?
Maybe a little bit of that. You know, I think the Democrat donors donating to Mark Kelly, maybe they're in the sort of professional managerial class. Maybe they're doing relatively okay. It's Mark Kelly's economic policies. They're devastating normal Americans, normal American family. Well, that's who supports me. Normal people
yes.
in Arizona who are just trying to
the muscular fill up their class.
Yeah, the muscular class. People actually do stuff for a living.
Yes.
Right? And and so I think the recession, and it is a recession, even if the Democrats try to redefine it, the recession, this economic downturn, all of the chaos and pain that Biden is delivering, I think that does disproportionately hurt people who might like to support Blake Masters. And so I have to go toe-to-toe fundraising with Mark Kelly. He says he doesn't take corporate PAC dollars. Have you seen this?
Yes, yeah, I have. I was actually about to bring that up. So tell me your take. I have an angle on that. I want your take first.
Well, he's using a little trick. Again, he's being dishonest. He's using a little trick. Corporate PACs, right, can donate up to, I think, $5,000 to a candidate.
Yeah, it's either, yeah, $5,600 or
but
something.
But that's basically it.
Yes.
Even if you're Pfizer. So he says, okay, Pfizer, I won't take your corporate PAC money. And then he runs these ads. I don't take corporate PACs. You know what he does do? He calls up all the executives at Pfizer who can give $5,800 each.
Yes.
And he runs the table. He'll get hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's even worse than
in
that.
Corporate money.
So here's a good thing nationally. Okay, so there's three different types of political advertisements that can legally be run. The first of which is direct straight to camera, right? So you got Blake Masters, vote for me, here's why. That has to be done using what's called hard money, direct to the campaign, right? That is every donor's disclosed, every dollar is disclosed. It's very hard to raise that money. Because of limits, and you have to basically build a small dollar army, right?
Yep.
And so how much small dollar are you able to say? What was your small dollar? Like, what was your hard money total?
Hard money, I've raised about $4 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
for
it was
Arizona.
Hard.
That was a hard work, right? Yeah. And you were up against an opponent that put 15 of his own in, right?
That's right.
And so Mark Kelly has upwards of 50, right? The second type of an advertisement is called a PAC, okay, a political action committee. They are able to directly advocate for the election or defeat of a candidate. For example, you should vote for Blake Masters right now. Now, Blake is not allowed to be in that advertisement straight to camera, and they cannot coordinate with campaigns, right? That's a very important thing. But they can raise money. All of it has to be disclosed, but they can't raise it directly from corporations themselves. But wait. It gets interesting.
Yeah.
They can raise it from donors. They can raise it from CEOs. So corporate PACs have all this money in support of Mark Kelly. But it's the third category that Mark Kelly doesn't tell you about, which is the 501c4s.
Yep.
And these advertisements are different, and you've probably seen them before, which is Mark Kelly is the most beautiful person who can walk on water. He circulated the moon, cured cancer, and he also... is a identical twin, which is actually bizarrely true. And therefore, call Mark Kelly with this phone number on the bottom of your screen and tell him how beautiful he is. That is considered a social welfare lobbying ad that a 501c4 can get unlimited amount of money that is not disclosed and corporations donate to it. So Mark Kelly has these wink and nod favors of tens of millions of dark money that comes in favor of him. It's BlakeMasters.com. He's going to bring the fight. I'm telling you, if he flips this seat against Mark Kelly, it'll be one of the most amazing flips in American politics in the last couple decades. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz right now at charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. Charlie4hillsdale.com. Blake, I was kind of going on a rant here describing the kind of architecture of political funding. Any thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the corporations are very good at sort of funneling 501c4 money to Mark Kelly. You know who else is good at it? We just have to mention is George Soros.
Yes.
That's how Soros does it. You know,
hey, you're not allowed to say that out loud.
Oh, my gosh. And the left is really, I mean, you got to give them credit. I think they're abusing the nonprofit tax code.
Yes.
They use 501c3s and 501c4s to do political stuff, which you're not allowed to do. But they get away with it. And they're good at it. You know, everyone says, oh, there's so much dark money. It's like Republicans just cut checks to super PACs. And like you said, that has to be disclosed. There's nothing dark about that.
Yes.
You know, what's shady is this 501c4 abuse. And that's how the Democrats prop up.
And they're able to give corporate money, which is the important thing, right?
They
can give it straight from a corporate bank account. It's not tax deductible. But for example, Pfizer or Moderna could give to a 501c4 and not have it be disclosed.
That's right.
And so
that should literally be illegal.
So anytime you see a phone number associated with a political, and Republicans do a little bit of this, but it's mostly Democrats. Whenever you see a phone number associated with a political advertisement, then that's 501c4 dark money, probably funded by a major corporation. So you actually, and here's how specific they are on it. It can't be more than 15 seconds of the ad can be political. So the first 14 seconds, if they want to look at Mark Kelly, look how beautiful he is. He's amazing. The next 15 seconds, right? And then we're actually going to get to that ad that he's run. Here's the next 16 seconds of all the different, you know, things that are happening there. Have you weighed in on the other Arizona races, or you're just focused on your own deal?
Just focused on winning the Senate race.
Okay,
frankly,
got it.
Yeah.
I want to play cut 19, Mark Kelly's NASA ad. You do know you're running up against an astronaut.
I've heard. He'll tell you all about it. Here we go.
Play cut 19.
Compared to Congress, the way NASA operates might seem kind of upside down. Putting the mission first, working as a team, and getting the job done no matter what. But really, isn't it Washington that has things upside down? I'm doing things differently. I don't take a dime of corporate PAC money. I publish my schedule online so you know exactly what I'm working on. And I put aside the party politics so we can accomplish results together. I'm Mark Kelly, and I approve this message.
Blake?
It's amazing. It's like, it feels sinister to me. It's so dishonest, you know?
He publishes his schedule, Blake.
He publishes his schedule online. It's just so dishonest.
You know,
here on Earth, we actually have a huge border crisis that he helped cause. Here on Earth, we actually have inflation. We have skyrocketing crime. We have left-wing indoctrination in the schools. But he wants to go and do a bunch of B-roll stock footage from the International Space Station, you know? I think he's out to lunch. He actually just doesn't understand what's happening. And he's surrendered his voting card to Chuck Schumer. But he's a moderate and independent. It's just a lie. Again, I think people see through it.
I think so, too. And he, again, is sitting on this boatload of cash. And with all these different issues there, do you feel as if, Blake, Democrats are starting to adjust a little bit?
They're trying to, actually.
Let's talk about
that. They know, like, they're reading the polls. They know it's trouble in November. They've completely failed, the Democrats in charge. I think they know they're kind of heading towards electoral Armageddon. And so they're scrambling. It's why he's running ads like that. It's why all of a sudden the Democrats are pretending to be all about border security.
Yes, or right? The Reduce Inflation Act.
The Reduce Inflation Act. And of course, they don't have anything new in the playbook. You know, if you have horrible economic policies and you cause a recession, you'd think that they'd want to reverse those economic policies and get out of it. No, they double down on the taxing and spending, right? This is a taxing and spending bill. They're going to raise taxes on people who are making under $400,000, by the way. And then they're just going to spend billions and billions of dollars. And somehow that's supposed to reduce inflation.
Yeah, so the new bill is green energy handouts, expanding the IRS authorities and powers. Manchin said he's going to vote for it. And what I've said on this program, Blake, and this is all public so you can take it if you want, is why don't we put the pressure on Mark Kelly now and show people, no, this is not some sort of like he's faking a moderate thing. Right now, he's the deciding vote to spend another $500 billion.
That's right.
Right now.
And he'll try to stay quiet, you know, but we need to force him to answer.
Yeah, if we flush him out.
All the Arizona media is go ask this guy, Mark, how would you vote on this Inflation Reduction Act? Obviously, he'd be a rubber stamp.
Yes, well, tomorrow he's going to have an opponent. That's where things start to change.
That's right.
And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I obviously don't want the bill because it'd be bad for the country. But, you know, if Kelly votes no on the bill, it'll probably help him a little bit politically. He votes yes on the bill, he's going to have to own that.
Oh, yeah.
This bill is a massive boondoggle.
And at this point, he's voted the wrong way basically every single time for 2 years. Like, yes. He's got a left-wing track record. I know people don't want to believe that, you know, an astronaut would be this radical, but sorry, it's true. It's true. He promised to be independent. He lied. And my job this fall will be to tie him to his failed voting.
It's not going to be easy. But I'm telling you, this new generation of conservatives is here to fight. Arizona is where it starts. You want to save America? You cannot save America without saving Arizona, period. Math doesn't work. You got to focus on it. We're here live in Arizona with Blake Masters, blakemasters.com. If you live in Arizona, vote for him. If not, find someone to go vote for him. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped MyPillow become an amazing company. And really, honestly, become what it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, great American, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now it's only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, and they have a cold, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out today on this incredible offer. This is a limited-time supply, so make sure to order now. Go to 1-800-875-0425 now and use promo code Kirk, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, and they're known to sell quick, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. All right, I have to issue an apology. I was a little, or at least a clarification, okay? Not like a Whoopi Goldberg clarification, all right? You saw that whole circus last week? Which is, okay, I said Missouri doesn't matter. I didn't mean it that way, okay?
Uh-oh, did they flood in?
Oh, like points? You wouldn't believe. They're coming from the rivers. They're coming from Cape Girardeau. They're coming from the Lake of the Ozarks. They're coming from Springfield. They're coming from Branson. I love Missouri.
I was going to say, you know quite a lot about Missouri.
I've spent a lot of time in Missouri.
See, Missouri is important.
It's very important. What I was saying flippantly, all right, is that I live in Arizona and I care about the state I live in. And I was joking. This one says, Charlie, who are you to say that? You know, Missouri has a primary. Disappointed in you. Excuse my attention to what you say. I accept all of it. Missouri, I love Missouri. It's a beautiful place.
Missouri's great.
Okay. And if Blake wins, he'll be a partner with the great Josh Hawley.
That's right.
In the beautiful state of Missouri. Okay. So someone just emailed us, quote, Mark Kelly is guilty of lying in his latest campaign ad. This is not right, and Blake needs to call him out on it. So this is a long email here, but Blake, you're going to run a different type of campaign, not the kind of Martha McSally type campaign. Is that right?
That's right. We're going to be bold on the issues. You know, I'm not going to shy away. I'm not going to attack Mark Kelly's character. We don't need to do it. Why would I want to do that? We'll just tell the truth about his record. He promised to be an independent, and actually he's just delivering inflation, open borders, everything that's ruining this country.
Cut 20, Mark Kelly, when corporations take advantage of a crisis, that's price gouging, and it's wrong. Cut 20.
Even when gas prices go up, Arizonans still have to get to work, take their kids to school, make it to that doctor's appointment. But as families struggle, oil companies are earning record profits. When corporations take advantage of a crisis, that's price gouging, and it's wrong. So I'm leading the fight to hold companies accountable, increase domestic oil production, and cut the federal gas tax. I'm Mark Kelly, and I approve this message because Arizonans can't afford corporate greed.
Before I let you chime in on here, Blake, I think this should all give you hope and confidence. He has to run in the middle. This state is not Massachusetts.
He's voting as if it's Massachusetts.
Totally.
I don't know what to say. Like,
it's
this
no
is
different
so
than
dishonest.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah,
his voting record is Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
And yet his ads are like he's running in Texas.
That's right. And I think people are over it. You cannot say one thing and do another as a politician and expect to be successful. Like, it's just so dishonest. He's talking about gas prices, crying crocodile tears. Where was he when Joe Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline? Where was he when Biden literally reversed
our
energy independence? He's complicit.
He was complicit with all of it.
And now he knows that he's got an election in a couple weeks. He knows I'm coming after him, which is why you see this BS. I actually haven't seen these ads.
Oh, is that right?
I haven't because I don't watch that much television.
Well, this is important, though.
I knew he's doing this.
See that, Connor?
We're doing
live Oppo research for the Masters campaign.
It's just so dishonest.
But no, it's important. You see it because starting tomorrow, I believe the game is on. Who cares about all these other Republican candidates? Starting as soon as you're called as the winner, which I believe you will be, God willing, people show up and they vote, which we can't take anything for granted. You got to go and vote. Then all of a sudden, it's you and Mark Kelly. And you look at the whole country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, those are the three big ones. Oz is down right now. Hopefully, he'll be able to recover. And I think he's got a lot of things he's got to fix there. Herschel Walker is in a little bit of a crisis in Georgia, and then you got Arizona. But that's basically it. There is no way to get the Senate back.
That's right. We need Arizona.
So I want to ask you about this, which is this new Republican Party. One of the most just honestly hilarious things. I wish we had the longer clip. The longer CNN clip is worth playing. We'll play the short one first. So you see this clip where CNN went out to the Wyoming, was it some sort of a rodeo or something? It's another. We've been talking a lot about rodeos today. So CNN goes out to a rodeo, and this poor reporter, God bless her heart, she definitely had a direction from her editor to go find Liz Cheney supporters at the rodeo.
Uh-oh.
And she spent like 6 hours at the rodeo.
Did she find one?
At the end of it. And by the way, the way she covers like a Wyoming rodeo or whatever, Wyoming State Fair, is as if it was kind of like, the best way I could, it's like National Geographic going into the wild, right? It's like, and here we are in the rodeo of Wyoming, the far and distant land where people eat deep fried corn dogs and ride bulls and don't have air conditioning. It's like she's like such in a distant land. At
it's
the
a
end,
far cry from Brooklyn, New
at the
York,
end, right. Yeah. At the end, after 5 or 6 hours, she's probably so fed up of being there. Like, screw it. We're doing it live. There's no one that likes Liz Cheney here. All right. Play cut 11.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she said three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
You got to get the end of it. Clip that up, Ryan and Connor. The end is the best when she's just so like just sweaty and irritated and she's just done with the cut. Like, I'm just done with this. Your thoughts, Blake, on Wyoming rejecting Liz Cheney?
Poor journalist, right? I mean, it's frustrating to go looking for something for hours and not being able to find a single Liz Cheney supporter.
You're running east looking for a sunset. You're not going to find it. That's like going to a rodeo gathering for a Cheney supporter. You're not going to find it.
I'm not sure what they were expecting. Of course, that's hilarious. It's also entirely unsurprising. This is what happens when you sell out your base, when you promise people something and then in Washington you deliver something else. Turns out people don't like that, right? And we have a problem in the Republican Party. Now, the Democrats, I think they have this ghastly agenda, but you got to give them some credit for being in lockstep, being organized, working hard, right? I don't like that. We have more intellectual diversity in our party. That's great. But we don't need Republicans who basically act like Democrats when you need them most. And that's what Liz Cheney is. That's what Mitt Romney is so
often. Yeah, so that's a fear that some people have. It's like, hey, Blake, you know, you sound great. You're going to get to the general. You're going to be elected. But you're saying, no, I'm going to run a grassroots campaign,
that's
big,
right,
bold ideas, and it will be on consensus things, right? We're never going to pander, but we will focus and target on inflation and immigration, but I'm not going to all of a sudden kind of metamorphosize into some sort of moderate. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and that's why the left fears me so badly. They know that I'm sincere. They know that I believe what I say, and I'm going to deliver on it.
I totally agree with that. Someone says here, they said, look, you know, Blake can learn something from Pennsylvania. Oz is down because he doesn't stand for anything. It kind of goes to this general theme, doesn't it? Which is, we're not just going to run for the sake of running. We're going to make this also an idea battle. What is the vision then? Because you're going to have a couple debates against Kelly, hopefully, if he agrees. I think he'll agree to debate.
You think he'll do it? I've actually lately been thinking that they're going to find some crisis. There's going to be a new COVID variant that comes out just at the right time to you know, cancel the debate or something. If I'm Mark Kelly, I wouldn't debate me. I wouldn't want to debate me if I'm Mark Kelly. So we'll see if they let him do it. But yeah, we're going to have some debates. And look, I think one thing that, and this isn't a slogan, but it's something I repeat on the campaign trail. In America, you should be able to raise a family on one single income, right?
And this is the most important, this is the most controversial thing you've said.
Amazingly.
According to the media.
Yeah.
But like, let's zero in on that, Blake. We talked about it before in our program. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's you used to be able to do it in this country. Right, a couple decades ago, before all this crazy inflation and globalization, you used to be able to a middle class family could exist on one single median wage. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in a modest house and a car, and you could have a couple kids, take a vacation every year, and all of that's gone now. And maybe there's a complicated story about what happened again with globalization and all this, but also, no, shouldn't we talk in this register? Like, why politicians talk about GDP and wage growth, and yeah, that stuff's important too. But like, how are families doing? That's what I care about.
So in, by the way, the new numbers haven't been updated, but in 1985, you could sustain a family of four with, I think, 36 weeks of labor a year. Is that about right?
That sounds right.
And by the way, Liz Warren wrote an entire book called The Two-Income Trap, where she actually used to believe this
stuff.
She
used to be able to talk about this stuff, and now she's snowed.
Now she's a corporate hack, which is hilarious. And so then the next kind of variation, now it took before inflation, it would took 53 weeks of work, which forced women into the workplace. And the feminists thought this was wonderful, but in reality, actually really makes it harder to start a family. Now it's probably 60 weeks. You have to go into debt to raise a family.
There's not 60 weeks in a year. The math doesn't work.
The math does not work.
And so the middle class is getting crunched. It's getting harder and harder for people to actually raise families. People, young people, right? They're not getting married as often. When they do, it's later. When they have kids, you know, they're having fewer and later in life. And no, I want Arizona to be the best state to raise a family. I want America to be the best country in the world to raise a family. And all that's under assault because these crazy left-wing Democrat economic policies. And so I'm going to still run on this and deliver on it. You know, that's what I care most about.
Families are everything. We have the Parents Party here that is rising up in Arizona. And then we have, I call it the Groomers Party on the other side. Okay, cut 23 is they go to find a Liz Cheney supporter and doesn't go well in Wyoming. Play cut 23.
Here in Cheyenne, more than 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C., almost everyone we spoke with told us they believe Liz Cheney is too focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th committee and not paying enough attention to what they believe matters to the people here in Wyoming.
She doesn't know what her constituents want here anymore because she's lost touch with the values of the people.
I don't feel like she supports her people here in Wyoming anymore. The things that she's voting for don't really reflect what the people here in Wyoming feel.
Blake, any closing thoughts?
It's exactly it. You know, the Democrats, and I guess I lump Liz Cheney in there, they're focused on the wrong stuff. You know, every time I get a media inquiry from the left, you know, they want to talk about January 6th. And I'm like, why are you guys so obsessed with this? Nobody's watching these fake show hearings. You know, it's a kangaroo court. You know what I want to talk about is inflation. I want to talk about open borders. I want to talk about the indoctrination in our kids' schools. And it turns out that's what like 60, 70, maybe even 80%
of Arizona's everyone wants to talk about inflation.
That's right.
Everyone does. You guys can go to blakemasters.com. You'll see Blake's beautiful family there, three kids and his wife. And Blake, the biggest sacrifice if you win, you have to move to Washington, D.C., which I just don't know how that's going to work. Endorsed by President Trump, might I add. And enthusiastic endorsement.
That's right.
And you've been running ads with that, with him throughout the campaign. I just love the entire edginess of the whole campaign, the kind of font. It's just so different. It's just amazing. And by the way, Phoenix is hit hardest of any city in the country by inflation.
Yeah, they say inflation's 9.1% nationwide or whatever. In the greater Phoenix metro, it's literally general inflation is between 20 and 30%.
Yes.
Which is that just makes it impossible for people to live. Like, this is really crazy. But Mark Kelly's really concerned.
You know my favorite sign of yours?
What?
Is Blake Masters won't ask for your pronouns in the Senate.
True.
Fauci will be in prison. So BlakeMasters.com. Blake, I know you have to get running here. 4 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
If people are listening, I know this is rebroadcast for a while. 4 o'clock tonight at the Ainsworth in downtown Phoenix. We're going to be rallying support for Blake Masters. I hope the media shows up. We'll have a lot of fun with them. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.